You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 68, verse 4 and 5. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens. By his name jar and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. The emphasis I want to draw is in verse 5. But it's just important for me to mention that he said, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah. So you can see that one of the names of God is Jah. J-A-H in capital. It's the name of God. Now, let me quickly explain a few things about the name of God. God is not like a human being that when we are born, we are given a name. God had no beginning and no end. So who will name God? Nobody can name God. That's why when Moses says, "What's your name?" He said, "I am who I am." If you understand what God is saying there, God didn't reveal any name to Moses. I am that I am is not the name of God. I am that I am is simply God saying that, see, I am all things. I have no beginning, I have no end. You cannot, there is no one name in human vocabulary that can name me. I am who I am. As you walk with me, I will reveal myself to you. And what I reveal to you will give you a name to an aspect of me that you will know. In other words, all the names of God are a revelation of his attribute. All his name, everything, we call him Father because that reveals to us an aspect of God. He is the God of all the earth. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Shaddai, Elohim. All of that reveals an aspect of God. Everlasting Father, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. All of that reveals an aspect of God. So when God reveals a name to you, like he revealed a name to Abraham, but he said that, "I will reveal myself to the children of Israel by a name that Abraham does not know," that he had not revealed himself to Abraham. What God is saying is that he is revealing an attribute of himself new. So that's why you see, we cannot say these are the names of God. There are still revelations of God that we don't know till today. Till eternity, we will continue to discover God. But then, there's one in that verse 5 again. You see, in verse 4, you see is Jah. In verse 5, he's a father. And he says he's a father of the fatherless. You know, for a long time, I used to think that means God is the father for those who don't have fathers. You know, those who don't have fathers, God says he's their father. Those who are widows, is their husband or is their judge. Those two categories of people in particular. Why is it that he doesn't talk about widowers? Why did he not also talk about those who don't have mothers? That's to tell you that God is showing us something that is far more serious than social human dynamics. That means that every child of God, you are fatherless, just hold on, and you are a widow. In other words, we take those forms. So as a Christian, all of us, we were fatherless until we came to God. The true father that we all need is the Father in heaven. And I can tell you this, there is nobody that can navigate life successfully without a father. And that father is the Father in heaven. You know, you may have heard people say that if a lady is raised by a single mother, that she can't be a good wife because she does not understand what it means to be a father. That's not true. The father that we all need is not just our earthly father. the real father that all of us need, that we will fail without him, is the father in heaven. Even if you have a father, physical father in your life, physical mother in your life, if you don't have the father in heaven, you will be a failure in life. God has designed us to be children, and a child will always need a father. In the kingdom, we are described as, he said, those that will have access to the kingdom must be like little children. If you're a little child, then you must have a father. Oh, I'm telling you. So when you look at Jesus, look at his relationship with the Father. Everything, have you not noticed? Everything about Jesus is about Father, Father, Father. Do you know that's how we should live? When he resurrected, he said, go and tell them that my God and your God, my Father and your Father, he became our Father. Outside of him, do you know you are all fatherless? It is only in Jesus that we receive a Father. And that's when our life begins to make sense. Nobody can get life right outside the Father. No, nobody. And I've discovered that everybody needs a Father. That's why even in natural sense, you know, a father is very important. And the devil will do everything to ensure that a physical father is not in a child's life. But I tell you, that one is nothing if that child knows the Heavenly Father. Even if you have a physical father, it means nothing if you don't have an Heavenly Father. That Father, that's what gives us assurance. You know, it's so sweet to pray. You know the way Jesus introduced prayer to us now in the New Covenant? We pray to the Father. Nobody dare prayed like that until the New Covenant. They were always praying to God, oh God of heaven. But when he came to us, do you know what we have received? Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. Ah, you don't know the beauty. You don't know the change that had taken place from praying to God to praying to a Father who knows your need. Many Christians lack and are suffering, not because of the economic situation, but because they don't know their Father. The Father is the one that provides. The Father nourishes. The Father, he sees ahead. He is the one that instructs. He is the one that guides. The Father is the one that knows God's vision, everything for your life. You see, that's the Father. And you have that Father now. That's the Father in heaven. I pray that it will be your prayer and say, Lord, I want to know my Father. I want to know him. I want to have a son-father relationship. I'm using that son in a generic sense, not to mean male, but to mean male and female, to mean a child of God. I want to have that kind of relationship with the Father as Jesus had with the Father. Jesus came to show us how we should relate with God. The way he related with God as man is the way we must relate with God. That means we must know him as a Father. That's why Jesus was not disappointed when his disciple left him. He said, I'm not alone, for the Father is with me. You see, you are disappointed that your spouse has left you or is not talking to you, and then you are depressed, you are confused. It's because you don't know the Father. The relationship with the Father is a relationship strong enough that it will ensure no other relationship can really affect you. When you have a relationship with the Father, your confidence in the Father, that no matter what is happening in the economy, you know that your Father will provide for you. Your entire life, your joy, everything about you will be about that Father. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. Every time it was always Father, as the Father says, I do. I go to my Father. Father, in fact, they crucified him because he said he belongs to the Father, because he claimed that he is the son of the Father. They consider that to even be heresy. Brethren, that's the privilege you and I have today. He is the Father of the fatherless. Nobody can father you like the Father. I'm telling you, those who have lost husband, loved ones, fathers, and then came to God, they appreciate God more. Do you know why? They experienced genuine fatherhood that they could never even have experienced with a natural father. I pray you will know him also. You can please reach us today on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.